Hey everybody, welcome to the second question of the day. So this is a new format, something I've been experimenting with. Well, I've only experimented with it once so far. This is the second one, and I plan to do it for the next week or so. I'm basing this entirely off of feedback. If you want me to continue with it, it's something that I will continue to add to the podcast in addition to the weekly and twice weekly interviews that I do with people deconstructing the things that make them successful in, you know, fitness, health, or their life in general. So be sure to hit me up on Instagram, Brian_Keen_fitness, and let me know if you hate these Q&As or question of the days, if you love them, if you're indifferent to them, hit me up. You know, I don't take offense if people are like, nah, I actually don't really like them, they're clogging up my feed. Let me know, because then I can stop doing them. I'm just going to test them out for a week or two and see how you enjoy them. So today's question of the day is, how often should I refeed when fat loss is the goal? So refeed is a little bit of a subjective term depending on who you speak with. So refeeding in its traditional sense is either someone that's following a low carbohydrate diet and then they have an increase or a massive increase in carbohydrates on a single day or over 2 days to quote unquote refeed. The other way it's normally described is if you're on a calorie deficit where you're eating less calories than your maintenance, the amount of calories you need to stay the same weight, and then you have a spike in calories. So you eat a massive surplus, you eat an excess of calories, and that serves as your refeed. So depending on who you speak with, the term is kind of interchangeable depending on the nutritional strategy you're following. So when fat loss is a goal, the number one priority is that you're not eating too many calories and you're not eating too much food. Everything else is kind of built on that pyramid. The pyramid of prioritization when fat loss is the goal is making sure you're not eating too many calories, you're not eating too much food. And once you get that right, after that, whether you do it paleo, whether you do it vegan, whether you do it with processed ingredients, whether you do it with whole foods, is nearly secondary based on secondary goals. But the number one pyramid of prioritization is getting into that calorie deficit. So in terms of refeed, I'm going to speak on both sides, because if you're doing a carbohydrate refeed and you're doing a calorie refeed in terms of an increased surplus of calories or excess of calories every several days, you can work it interchangeably. The same rule applies. It's just that the tactics may be different if you're on a low carbohydrate diet versus a moderate to high carbohydrate diet where you're going calorie deficit, calorie surplus with the food you're eating. So how often you refeed really depends on your starting point and where you currently are in terms of your fat loss. The general rule, and this is very, very general across the board, is depending on your level of body fat, the lower your level of body fat, the more often you'll refeed. The higher the level of body fat, the less often you need to refeed. So for example, just to give you a very kind of bread and butter answer, pardon the pun, if you're in like a low level of body fat where you can see your abs and your body fat's quite low, you can refeed every 2 or 3 days. So when I used to compete in bodybuilding and do fitness model shows, I used to have very low body fat, 7-8%, and I'd be walking around at that, and I could refeed with calorie surpluses or carbohydrate surpluses or an increase in carbohydrate surplus every couple of days, every 2 or 3 days, because my body fat was so low. However, if you're overweight to begin with and you've got, you know, 30 plus level of body fat, your body fat is quite high and your main priority is getting your weight down, getting your body fat down, you're going to refeed less. The benefit to refeeding is that it stops what's called a metabolic stall, where your metabolism starts to stall. So if you go low carbohydrate for too long, your metabolism can stall. There's a lot of genetic components that play into role here or play a factor here. But for the most part, and the best practice with a lot of people, is if you're going consistently low carb for too long, your metabolism will start to slow, meaning you'll plateau, your fat loss will actually plateau. That's why systems such as carb cycling work so effectively. In my second book, Leaner, Stronger, Faster, I'm such an advocate of carb cycling for athletes, for people that are playing a sport, because you get the best of both worlds. If you're trying to get your body fat down, you can get the benefits of low carbohydrate eating once you balance your calories by increasing your fats, but you don't get that negative impact on metabolism or that negative impact on, say, glycogen loads and glycogen storing or glycogen fueling before games if you're playing a sport, for example. In the sense of pure body composition, when you're just trying to lose fat, what happens with low carbohydrates diets is you just plateau. You stop responding and you keep doing the same workouts, or you change your workouts and you keep eating the same foods, but you can't get your body fat any lower. What refeeds do is they kind of work like a reset, where if you think of your metabolism getting used to being in a low carbohydrate state, and then you refeed it with 3, 4, even up to 10 times the amount of carbohydrates you normally eat, it just like sends, puts fuel on the fire. If you think of your metabolism like a fire, what happens when you go low carbohydrate for too long is that fire starts to burn less brightly, and then refeeding is like throwing a load of logs on it and it starts to burn up again. And that's why it can work very, very effectively for fat loss when fat loss is the primary goal. Calorie refeeds work in quite a similar way. If your body gets so used to being in a deficit where it's consistently consuming, you're eating less food than your body needs, and then you have a spike either through a strategic refeed where you eat a surplus of calories, or you have your weekly or every 2 weeks you have a free meal or a cheat meal, that serves as a refeed. That's why cheat meals effectively from a metabolic standpoint tend to work quite well, even when fat loss is your primary goal. Because if you're in a consistent calorie deficit where you're not eating a lot of food, and then every 2 weeks or every 10 days you have, you know, a pizza or a Ben and Jerry's, it spikes up that fire, it gets that fire lit again. So that's why those refeeds work quite well. That's why cheat meals can work quite well, or free meals can work quite well. So how often you should refeed is very much dependent on your level. The more body fat you have to lose, the less often you'll refeed. Because if you think about it logically, if you've got all these fat stores to pull from, you're not going to hit a plateau as quickly as somebody who's walking around 8, 9, 10% body fat and is already relatively lean. They're going to plateau a lot faster because they have less to lose. So how often you refeed, general rule, the really, really lean people, every 2, 3, 4 days, the higher level of body fat, you can go upwards of 2 weeks. So people I used to work with on online programs, if they were very overweight, they mightn't refeed every 2 weeks, carbohydrate or calorie refeed. General rule for the majority of people then is every week. Once a week, once every 10 days, that tends to work for 80% of people. If you fall outside the bell curve on either side, where you're walking around like a competitive bodybuilder or bikini girl, you're going to refeed way more. If you fall on the opposite end of the spectrum, where you're very, very overweight or obese on the other end of the bell curve, you're going to refeed less. You know, it might even be once every 3 weeks if you're extremely overweight. And then the majority will fall in that middle every 7 to 10 days. So hopefully that helps. That's question of the day number two. So hopefully you're enjoying this format. If you are, let me know. If you're not, also let me know, because it gives me feedback on what to do with it going forward. So hope you enjoyed. Catch you all real soon.